This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Challenge of the Week on This Week in Agribusiness, sponsored by Bayer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
A zero-tolerance approach can help manage resistant weeds like water hemp, according to Bayer product manager Frank Redeman.
Because water hemp tends to emerge later in the season, you may or may not fully get all of them with your first pass. To really make sure you have two passes in your program, a pre and a post, something that we call layered residuals, to also make sure you have residual control from both products, to always have a zone of defense, to ultimately start clean, stay clean, and have a zero tolerance approach to that weed.
Frank says growers should look for a herbicide with sites of action that are effective on resistant weeds.
Difex Dru, for example, you have two effective sites of action in there that both are highly effective on water hemp, will make sure to take that weed down. You have built-in resistance management by using two different sites of action that are effective on water hemp, and you also have residual control.
That's our Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer. Always read and follow label instructions.
Tornado Alley sure has been quiet so far this year, but that may begin to change. The cool weather we've all complained about, as we wondered what happened to spring, has been the reason we haven't had many storms, severe storms, yet. In Kansas, this period of the next 6 weeks, in most years, are the most active for tornadoes in that state, perhaps most associated with tornadoes. The peak is usually from the beginning of May through the end of June. And severe storm activity this week is expected to pick up for quite a few regions here in the heartland of America. Meanwhile, there's still that fire threat in some areas. Because of the warmth and the low humidity and the winds, there's a red flag warning around the Chicago region today. Too dangerous for outdoor burning. From This Week in Agribusiness, members of Congress are not in Washington this week. And while many farmers will be in the field here in our region and quite busy, producers, you may want to call the local office of your lawmaker to stress the importance of the farm bill. This month, we start tomorrow, could be critical for that bill and the many provisions that farmers and ranchers would like to see in the law. The chairman of the House Agriculture Committee says he plans to bring that bill passed by his committee to the full floor of the House in the month ahead. Texas Congressman Mike Conaway says he thinks some previous opponents of the bill, passed along party lines by his ag committee, are being won over to support it. If you have a graduate in your family this spring who is rather blasé about the whole process, maybe you should share the story about the boy from Ankeny. They graduated this weekend at Grandview University, a liberal arts college in Des Moines. And among those walking across the stage to claim a diploma was Andrew Tressel from Ankeny, Iowa. Andrew, born 24 years ago with spina bifida, is paralyzed from the waist down, and he hasn't been able to use crutches for many years. But he did Saturday. Andrew had set the goal of being able to walk across the stage to get his diploma. And after being helped to stand from his wheelchair by an associate, Andrew, with some effort, walked across that stage. And the place exploded with cheers. Andrew told a reporter, "There are no words to describe what I felt." That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Bayer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.